USA Radio News. I'm Victor Paul. The average price of a gallon of gas hit the $5 mark for the first time ever. Before departing from Andrews Air Force Base, President Biden was asked for his response as we head into the summer months.
It's outrageous what the war in Ukraine is causing. And we're trying very hard to make sure that we've significantly increased the number of barrels of oil that are being pumped out of the reserve we have. We've got 240,000 barrels as well coming from other nations. We're going to keep pushing on it.
The national average price has jumped 19 cents in just the past week, and it is up $1.93 from this time last year. The president of the Brookings Institution resigned Sunday amid a federal investigation into whether he illegally lobbied on behalf of the wealthy Persian Gulf nation of Qatar. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Police have opened criminal investigations into the killings of more than 12,000 Ukrainians during Russia's war, and authorities in the Kyiv region of Bucha on Monday reported discovering the bodies of several victims whose hands were tied behind their backs. The head of the Kyiv Regional Police said that hands tied behind the back with tape suggest people were held hostage for long periods of time as enemy forces attempted to extract information from them. India and other Asian nations are becoming an increasingly vital source of oil revenues for Moscow, despite strong pressure from the U.S. not to increase their purchases, as the European Union and other allies cut off energy imports from Russia in line with sanctions over its war against Ukraine. Such sales are boosting Russian export revenues at a time when Washington and allies are trying to limit financial flows supporting Moscow's war efforts. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has tested positive for COVID-19 for the second time, and just days after he met in person with President Joe Biden. The announcement came in a tweet Monday in which he urged everyone to get vaccinated. Trudeau said he feels okay and said that's because he's been vaccinated. The positive test comes after he met with Biden and other leaders at the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. Biden met with the Prime Minister on Thursday and took a photo with Trudeau on Friday. Trudeau also tested positive in January. Britain's government on Monday proposed new legislation that would unilaterally change post-Brexit trade rules for Northern Ireland, despite opposition from some UK lawmakers and EU officials who say the move violates international law. The proposed bill seeks to remove customs checks on some goods entering Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK. That will override parts of the trade treaty that Prime Minister Boris Johnson signed with the European Union less than 2 years ago. A stage structure being set up for a music festival collapsed in northwestern Spain, injuring 4 workers. Spanish national television said 20 people had been working on the main stage when the accident occurred shortly before midday. The 4 workers were temporarily trapped under the metal structure. One was in serious condition. The stage was being prepared for the Osando Camino festival next week. I'm Victor Paul, USA Radio News.